For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
I think the big question here is, does Smokey really want to be trained as a fire dog after all that?
I mean, come on, really?
Wow.
Wow.
All right, so hey, kind of a mixed bag on our national days today. You're going to like this one. Bat Appreciation Day. I thought of you when I saw that. Has nothing to do with baseball. We're talking, of course, about the flying rats here.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is, you know, maybe some bats instead of all the snakes, right?
Okay.
In the other side of the news.
Oh, stay tuned, yeah.
Exactly. National Haiku Day. And National Crawfish Day. There we go.
I can get on board with all of those. Okay, well done.
What's going up the news?
Well, the identity of a Smith County cold case victim has been released, and one Texas senator wants to defund NPR. How about sports?
Well, we're going to say goodbye to a baseball icon and the first bit of NBA play in action behind us. How about the weather, Andrew?
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK, meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thank you, sir. Folks, a warm morning, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 degrees right now in Longview. Andrew's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Entertainment news on the way as well. A look at this day in history and a whole lot more. Local news in a couple minutes. Fox News coming to you next. Good Wednesday morning, East Texas.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 6 o'clock.
They picked 7 jurors so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They need 11 more to put former President Trump on trial in New York, charged with falsifying records over 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. But there's no court today. Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg filed a motion to hold former President Trump in contempt, claiming he violated his gag order by posting to social media about Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, both of which are witnesses in this criminal trial. But Trump says Bragg should be focusing on violent criminals instead.
There are hundreds of murders all over the city. They know who they are. They don't pick them up. They go after Trump.
He said that while campaigning after court in Harlem in a different part of the city, the Bronx. Masked gunman on scooter shot at a group of men on a street corner, killing one, wounding 3. Police investigating it as gang related. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today after House Republicans delivered impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over record illegal immigration.
The House accuses him of breaking the law and violating the public's trust about the border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to finish the trial as soon as possible.
That's an abuse of the process. That is more chaos.
But most Republicans warn Democrats against short-circuiting the case without a final verdict.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Democrats could dismiss it, calling it a policy dispute. As House Republicans bicker, even threaten House Speaker Mike Johnson over a possible vote this week on additional military aid to Ukraine, Russia's gone on the attack again, killing at least 13 Ukrainians.
We're told 3 missiles struck near the center of Chernihiv, according to the city's acting mayor. The target was an 8-story building in a densely populated area. President Volodymyr Zelensky, in the aftermath, renewing his calls for the West to provide better air defenses. The holdup in Washington over an aid package has left Kyiv short of artillery, ammunition, and vehicles.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former Senator Bob Graham has died, a Democrat who was also Florida's governor. In 2004, he ran for president. Graham was 87. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 6:02. From the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. Skeletal remains discovered in Smith County back in 1985 have now been identified.
After 38 years, Smith County Sheriff Larry Smith has finally given a 27-year-old unidentified woman her name back.
The remains were identified as Cindy Gina Crow, a white female with a date of birth of September 12, 1957.
The original investigator on the case, David Turner, vividly remembers being called out to the scene off of Interstate 20 on October 1, 1985. For decades, all leads to her identity failed to hold up.
There was no ID on her, no missing report on her.
Drawings of her age progression brought no new clues until a partnership formed with the DNA Doe Project, something also made possible due to the tenacity of Mr. Turner.
I've always said before I pass through the gates, I want to identify. So Feels good.
Crow will now have a proper burial with a headstone that can read her name, Cindy Gina Crow.
Our news partner, KETK's Ashlyn Anderson. There's a growing push to defund public radio.
A bombshell report from a former NPR senior editor exposed rampant liberal bias during the Trump presidency, and now Texas Senator Ted Cruz wants to strip public radio of all federal funding.
When you guys are just corrupt ideologues, when you're just propagandists, it hurts the entire country.
But he says that Democrats in the Senate will never let that happen. He says they love having a liberal mouthpiece. The essay by NPR's Early Berliner suggested that an open-minded spirit no longer exists within NPR.
Michael Board reporting, with the temperature in Texas on the rise, ERCOT's telling power plants to make sure they're ready.
This is a time of year when demand is typically lower, so more plants start maintenance. ERCOT says reserve power could drop too low, so the agency started sending notices last week telling plants they might need to delay a planned outage. ERCOT has not issued any call for conservation and said it was trying to recover up to 4,800 megawatts of lost generation through Wednesday. ERCOT's forecast keeps enough capacity to meet demand.
Alan Skye reporting. He was a fake priest that was wanted for stealing stuff out of several churches in Dallas. Now he's been busted in California.
He truly was a criminal that struck nationally. 45-year-old Malin Rostas was arrested in Riverside County this week after being on the run for over a year. Authorities say they took him into custody for an outstanding felony warrant for burglary out of Pennsylvania. He will also face additional charges for the attempted burglary in Moreno Valley, which is just east of L.A. But Rostas is well known in Texas. He disguised himself as Father Martin and was able to gain access to churches in Houston last year, as well as five in the Dallas area, including Farmers Branch. Rostas, who is from New York, is believed to have targeted multiple parishes around the country. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
Austin York reporting, and you may have seen social media posts saying that copperheads are coming out in droves and lurking around trees to catch cicadas as they emerge. Fake news.
Michael Ropp, a professor of entomology at the University of Maryland, tells WUSA-TV that copperheads are heat-seeking predators. They're not attracted to cold-blooded animals, and cicadas are cold-blooded.
They can't even find a cold-blooded insect, right? The cicada is the same temperature as a rock.
If a copperhead does happen to find a cicada, it will certainly eat it, but you don't have to be worried about your kids and pets playing around trees while the cicadas emerge.
I've been accused of that, too. The same temperature as a rock. Wow. Nice. Melanie Brown with that story from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Wednesday. It is April the 17th. I'm Jeff Rourke here with my friend Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be up early with you today. Stay tuned for all the latest in news, sports, and weather. That forecast from Andrew Sammets is coming to you next. We're glad you're here. KTBB News Time. 606.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm with Donnie Thetford at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, if a major appliance at your home is showing its age, right now is a fabulous time, thanks to GE, to take care of it before it quits altogether.
You know, that's right, Paul. There's not a better time than to upgrade your current appliances than right now. We've just brought back our trade-in, trade-up appliance sale exclusive to GE this year. So if you come in and purchase a qualifying washer, dryer, refrigerator, or dishwasher, Don's TV and Appliance, nowhere else, we'll give you up to $150 back for that old appliance when you trade it in towards a new appliance. We've got stuff in stock, guaranteed next day delivery, trade in, trade up at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thank you, Donnie. Trade in, trade up prices through May 4th on qualifying GE major appliances, along with Neighbor Helping Neighbor service. Two of the many reasons that Don's TV and Appliance is your Get More store. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at Don's. TV.com.
That'll be 1081, Katie.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too. Serving my customers well is my highest priority. That's why I do all my business banking through Southside Bank. Whether it's accelerating cash flows, establishing efficiencies, or protecting against fraud, Southside's treasury management team can offer solutions to the unique challenges that any size business might face. Learn more at southside.com/treasury. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time 6:08, and a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in at your only local news radio. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday, with high temperatures climbing into the low to mid 80s out there. So going to be a warm day for us, with a wind out of the south at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. We should remain dry for our day on Wednesday outside of some sprinkles out there with the cloud cover. Now for tonight, we will see mostly cloudy skies with temperatures dropping down to the lower 70s, winds out of the south overnight at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Thursday, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. An isolated strong to severe thunderstorm cannot be ruled out, with large hail and damaging wind gusts as the primary threat, but widespread severe weather is not expected. We'll see those high temperatures on Thursday in the middle and upper 80s, with a south wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour at times, so we'll get a bit more breezy for our day on Thursday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks very much, Mr. Sammet. And folks, it is currently 71 degrees over Broadway Square Mall, 72 degrees over Longview Mall, and 71 at KTBB. Melissa Kaiser is back with a look at the headlines next. KTBB News Time 6:10.
Well, the potentially bitter cold days of winter are behind us, together with their potential impact on the power grid. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. But that only means that spring storm season is at hand, along with the inevitable downed power lines. All to say that the power is going to fail at your place sooner or later, and there you will sit in stuffy, uncomfortable, unproductive darkness. That is, unless you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. With a Generac automatic standby generator, power failures are just no big deal. Your lights and air conditioning stay on, and your life goes on. Generator Supercenter can design and install a Generac automatic standby generator system just like ours here at KTBB, and they can help you pay for it with easy, affordable financing. It's no wonder, then, that Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler, and they're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
Sitting outdoors gives you light and a view of your landscape. Sitting indoors gives you the comfort of heating and cooling. Sitting in a sunroom built by Bullard Siding gives you both.
It's almost hard to explain what a difference in your life a sunroom can make.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
Because you're really taking that space that's really only usable for a few months out of the year, and you're really making it where you can use it year round.
A sunroom built by Bullard Siding will quickly become your favorite part of coming home.
It gives you a way to enjoy your backyard without actually being outside, without having to fight with the weather. You get the view of the backyard. It's a very easy way to add on to a house. A lot of people will use a sunroom essentially as a living room.
A Bullard Siding sunroom is built to a higher standard of excellence. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
So, you're visiting with your mother-in-law, and she mentions she wants to downsize because her home is just too much for her to manage these days. Yikes! Does she want to move in with you? Don't worry. Apache Construction can build your loved one a custom mother-in-law suite, whether it be portable or permanent. She will love her new low-maintenance home and won't be moving in with you. But guess what? She doesn't want to live with you either. Visit us at ApacheConstruction.com. That's ApacheConstruction.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:12, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. We are glad you're tuned in with us. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are trading mixed after most U.S. stocks slipped on firmer expectations that the Fed is committed to its current rate practices. Florida's former U.S. Senator Bob Graham died yesterday. He was 87. The White House takes action against Iran in response to their missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. The judge and attorneys in former President Trump's hush money trial are seating jury members as quickly as possible. Will there be an impeachment trial against the Secretary of Homeland Security? House impeachment managers delivered the articles to the Senate Tuesday, and newly unsealed documents suggest embattled Senator Bob Menendez may blame his wife if he takes a stand in the federal corruption trial against him. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports next, KTBB News Time, 6:13.
Glaucoma is a progressive disease that, left untreated, can cost your vision.
Glaucoma is elevated pressure inside your eye.
Eye Care Associates of East Texas physician, Dr. Jeremy Cefalu.
What happens is that pressure pushes on your optic nerve, and that nerve will get damaged, and that's how we start to lose vision.
For most patients, glaucoma that's detected early can be effectively treated.
Most patients, as long as they're keeping their follow-up and doing their treatment, end up having no real significant vision loss. So they live their life full with no problems.
If you're over 45, a simple eye exam can save you from vision loss due to glaucoma. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Cefalu at Eye Care Associates. Eye Care Associates has offices in Tyler, Athens, Lindale, and Winnsboro. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care, you'll see. Bright, spacious, open floor plans are the thing in new homes. But your home isn't new.
Times have changed, and the way that people live change.
John Morgan owns Load-Bearing Wall Pros of East Texas.
A lot of people are stuck with this floor plan that just kind of segregates everybody, separates everybody out.
Load-Bearing Wall Pros can safely remove load-bearing walls to give your home a bright, new, open feel.
What we do is we allow them to stay in their existing home, but have a totally new dream home just by removing a few walls that they don't want there. We come in, and it usually only takes us a day to do what we do. I get giddy when I get to see the transformation of this house.
The professional craftsmen at Load Bearing Wall Pros can transform your home into a bright, open, spacious floor plan by safely removing load-bearing walls. And they can usually do it in a day or less for a price that you can afford. See before and after photos at loadbearingwall.com. Loadbearingwall.com.
KTVB News Time, 6:15, 71 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. We will start with pro hockey, which is more popular than ever this season.
With just 3 days remaining in the NHL's regular season, the league has already set an all-time record for total attendance in a single season, the NHL announced Tuesday. Monday's schedule pushed the total attendance number to 22,560,634. The previous record was 22,436,532, which was set during the 2022-23 season. The 2023-24 NHL regular season comes to an end on Thursday, and with still 18 games to be played, the NHL will add to its record total.
That is Joe Morgan. By the way, the Dallas Stars finished their season at home tonight, hosting the St. Louis Blues. Dallas has won 11 of their last 13. It turns out a federal appeals court has not overturned West Virginia's ban on biological boys and girls sports.
The Associated Press first reported the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked West Virginia's Save Women Sports Act as discriminatory. Rather, the appeals court, like in other cases, has upheld the ban, though ruled the law cannot be applied to one case of a teen who's been taking puberty blockers for years in a suit that was brought by the ACLU. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who supports the Save Women Sports Act, saying the state is resolute in protecting opportunities for women and girls in sports.
Jeff Manasa with that report. In the big leagues yesterday, the Rangers played another game in which neither team hit a home run. Texas posting six hits, each from a different player.
And that's up the middle, base hit. Duran scores, Tavares stops at second. Another RBI for Marcus Semien, and has pushed the Rangers in front 2-1.
Marcus Semien here gets a breaking ball down the middle he can handle, takes it right back up the middle.
Ranger starter John Gray went six innings, fanning seven and giving up just three hits, but allowing a pair of runs. Detroit's Gio Urshela knocked an RBI hit in the sixth to put the Tigers ahead. They even the series with the 4-2 win. Dane Dunning takes the hill for game three this afternoon. The Braves went up early on the Astros yesterday.
Swung on at a fly ball to deep left field. Back to the wall goes McCormick into that corner, and that is out of the ballpark. Orlando Arcia.
Another game with a four-run ninth inning handed the Braves the win. Final score there, 6-2. And in the NBA, the Warriors going home after falling to the Kings, 118-94. The Lakers beat the Pelicans, 110-106. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 618.
License number 4214C.
Troy Decibel here from AC Contractors with one of my Do It Right guys, Ace.
Hey,
swing bada.
Now what?
Spring training season, Mr. D.
Oh.
Some folks may call baseball players the boys of summer, but I think that title should go to us Do It Right guys.
Well, you have spent the last few months gearing up for the hot weather season.
Go ahead and quiz me, Mr. D.
What's the job of an air conditioning compressor?
The main job of the compressor is to circulate both energy and refrigerant to other parts of the AC condenser unit, replacing the warmer air and removing heat from the home.
Very good. But there's more to being a Do It Right guy than memorizing manuals. You know that, Ace.
Sure, Mr. D. But sometimes you gotta showboat a little when someone throws you a softball like that.
Softball? Ouch.
When hot weather hits,
AC Contractors is ready.
Go ahead and book your preseason tune-up and let us hit it out of the park. Just $89. 800-287-0715.
Or book online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Lainey Mobley has three good reasons for coming to Charmin Sewing Center.
Number one, I love it. Number two, I love the people. And number three, they're all very creative.
Lainey really loves to sew.
My daughters tease me about having a sewing machine in every room, and I use them all for different things.
For Lainey, it's the people at Charmin's that make the difference.
They're wonderful. They're very knowledgeable. I love them. They're very helpful. They're very creative, and I like to create my own designs and my own quilts and put together my colors, and they're very good at offering all of that advice.
For fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing, like Brother, Pfaff, and Baby Lock, Lainey Mobley chooses Charmin Sewing Center. You should too. Charmin Sewing Center is on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at CharminSewingCenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Charmin's Sewing Center.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business, TexasMutual.com. 72 degrees right now in Longview, 71 degrees in Tyler, KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of ASML fell around 4.5% as the company missed sales forecasts, but stuck to its full-year outlook. Net sales fell roughly 2% year over year. Net income dropped by a third. The company, known as one of the most important semiconductor firms in the world, is predicting net sales for this year to come close to $29 billion, which is similar to last year's total. Even so, Peter Winink, CEO of ASML, called 2024 a transition year for the company. The American dream, which for many involves owning a home, getting married, having kids, and making enough to save for retirement, is becoming increasingly expensive. CNBC's Your Money survey says that more than half of Americans believe they need at least $100 a year to feel financially comfortable. Roughly a quarter would require a salary in the range between $100,000 to $149,000 per year. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Folks, let's talk health insurance. Times are tough. Eric Geyer at Pure Assurance cannot help you with the rising inflation or gas prices, but he can lower the cost of your health care coverage. Health insurance is complicated. Everybody's situation different, but Eric's been helping people get the right coverage at the best rate for years. Now, do you know what your coverage is? Do you know if you have the right coverage? Well, if you don't, the worst time to find out is when you need it. A lot of plans, they have high deductibles. You spend a lot of money out of pocket before they cover anything, but you're not stuck with one of those plans. Pure Assurance Freedom of Choice plans put most of the coverage up front where you only meet your deductible when you're in the hospital. You pick your doctors. It's 30 to 60% lower cost than Obamacare. Why pay for government mandates like maternity coverage if you don't need them? If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're on COBRA or uninsured, call Eric Geyer, 903-717-PURE, 903-717-PURE, or visit pureassurance.com. That's pureassurance.com. KTBB News Time, 623, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview.
The impeachment trial could begin today for a top Biden administration official.
Senators will be sworn in as jurors around 1 o'clock today, but it's still unclear how Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will handle the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House impeachment managers like Florida Congresswoman Laurel Lee and some GOP senators are calling on Leader Schumer to hold a full trial.
The American people deserve to hear the same stories that we heard in the House of Representatives. The facts and the evidence that lead us to the conclusion that this was a necessary decision.
Some Democrats are calling on Leader Schumer to either table the articles or dismiss them, arguing the impeachment is political. Mayorkas is accused of not following the law and misleading the public about the border being secure.
And that is Ryan Schmelz reporting. Some drama in Houston as a fight between two people closed an IRS tax office early.
Hundreds were outside the office on Saturday hoping for tax help. But when the fight broke out between two people online, the near immediate closure of the office forced everyone else to go home. A large crowd of people still tried to enter the building all at once. The IRS said it did try to get the names and numbers of those who were unable to get help over the weekend. They promised to offer further assistance to them this week. While the official tax day filing deadline has passed, anyone else who still has not filed can ask for an extension.
Kristen Yates reporting. The Supreme Court gives a Texas landowner permission to sue the state.
Richie DeVillar claims his ranch in Chambers County has been flooding ever since the Texas Department of Transportation created a dam along the median, the I-10, as part of its highway renovation. Robert McNamara with the Institute for Justice says anytime there are heavy rains in Winnie, the land floods north of the highway, has killed his and his neighbors' livestock and destroyed crops. His lawsuit invokes the Fifth Amendment, which says land cannot be taken without compensation.
The part of the Constitution that institutes the Pottery Barn rule. If you break it, you have to buy it. And he said, Texas can use my land as a detention pond, but it can't do it without paying for it.
DeVillar originally sued in 2020. Texas tried to move it to federal court, then tried to toss it out. Now it can go to trial in federal court in the Southern District of Texas.
Barbara Schwartz reporting Elon Musk's plan to expand his South Texas spaceport may be put on hold.
A land swap that would give SpaceX room to grow may be derailed by an Indian tribe. The Carrizo Comecrudy tribe is suing. The area around Boca Chica Beach is sacred to them.
And so every time a piece of that property is given away, it's a piece of property that is significant to their own identity.
Attorney Marissa Perella says the proposal would damage lands that the tribe views as sacred. They're frustrated that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission did not consult with their leaders before a vote last month.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 626.
Ideally, your son or daughter will get two things from a college education. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser for the University of Texas at Tyler. The first is the credential value of the institution name at the top of the diploma. And second is the education behind that degree. Early on, the credential will matter quite a lot as your son or daughter seeks to launch into the workplace. But very quickly, it'll be the education facilitating a body of work that paves the way for success and advancement. At UT Tyler, your son or daughter will receive both. With respect to the credential, a University of Texas degree commands respect all over the world. And as to education, UT Tyler's more than 80 undergraduate degree programs, coupled with smaller class sizes and more one-on-one attention from faculty, all lead to graduates who are well set up for success in a competitive world. To set up a visit, go to uttyler.edu/visit. The University of Texas at Tyler. where they say to every student, find your future at UT Tyler.
Some plumbing companies look to hire qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company actually creates them.
We do. We grow our own plumbers here.
Lori Townsend, president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
We invest a lot of time and training into our apprentices so that they can grow up here and become licensed plumbers. We like to grow our own plumbers here because we want to make sure that they have learned to do things the right way. The standard that we put in place, we want to make sure that every man here is equipped with the knowledge they need to go into our own homes, and we wouldn't think twice about them being able to solve our problems.
The kind of plumber that the owners of American Plumbing Company would send into their own homes is the kind of plumber that they send into yours. American Plumbing Company. They're fully insured, and they're an A-plus accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. Online at apctyler.com. American Plumbing Company. License number M42236.
There's lots of ways to cool down during the summer. Drinking ice-cold beverages, going swimming, cranking down the thermostat. If you have an old air conditioning unit, you probably find yourself adjusting your thermostat multiple times a day to keep comfortable. And you likely see high utility bills as a result. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air with good news. We are here to help. Call us now and we can save you up to $1,900 on a new energy efficient AC system. With the latest innovative features and technology, a new home comfort system can actually save you money each month on utility bills while providing the best home comfort. Don't wait. Call the original Evans Air today at 561-9410 to save up to $1,900 on a new air conditioning system or ask about fantastic financing. The original Evans Air at 903-561-9410 or visit our website at evansair.net. Do yourself a favor this summer and phone a friend at the original Evans Air.
KTBB News Time, 6:29, 71 degrees. Melissa, what's up in entertainment?
The National Recording Registry announces the new audio historical record for 2024.
Blondie's 1978 breakthrough album, Parallel Lines, ABBA's 1976 Visitors, and the Notorious B.I.G.'s album, Ready to Die. New inductees into the American Audio Record include Gene Autry's 1949 version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Carla Hayden, the Librarian of Congress, announced 25 titles, saying in a statement they are worthy of preservation for all time based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance. Other titles include Green Day's 1994 album Dookie and The Chicks' 1998 Wide Open Spaces.
Green Day for the win. Another 90s franchise is coming back.
Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson will star in Paramount's reboot of the classic Leslie Nielsen fronted Naked Gun. The film was set for a July 2025 release. Neeson will star as Lieutenant Frank Drebin, the role Nielsen made famous, the bumbling police detective who somehow seems to save the day. Anderson will most likely take on the role that Priscilla Presley made famous as Frank's girlfriend. Nielsen died in 2010. At the age of 84.
Michelle Polino with those stories. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. It's 71 degrees at 6:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Seven jurors are chosen so far for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York City.
11 more jurors still need to be selected and then sworn in before opening statements can actually begin. So here's what we know about those first seven jurors. There are four men and three women. All of them live in New York City. Their professions include a salesman, an oncology nurse, two attorneys, a teacher, a software engineer, and an IT consultant.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Jury selection resumes tomorrow. Four people are shot, one killed in New York City by two masked gunmen riding on the back of scooters.
The victims, all men who police say were standing on the corner at the time. Their ages ranging from 23 to 37 years old. The shooting underscores why police are going after illegal scooters, sharing their direct relation with violent crime. Since January, 9,500 have been taken off the streets.
Fox 5 New York's Kendall Green. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 6:31, temperature 71 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, the death of the first American. More after this.
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and this is America Then and Now. Following a long and colorful life, Benjamin Franklin passed away on this date in 1790. Author, statesman, inventor, scientist, and founding father, Franklin was known as the first American for his early and unceasing call for independence. Historian Walter Isaacson called Franklin the most accomplished American of his age and the most influential in inventing the type of society America would become. Franklin founded the University of Pennsylvania, invented bifocals, lightning rods, and the Franklin stove, and is one of only six people to sign both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Franklin's influence on everyday life in America continues today, from his name appearing on ships, towns, and landmarks, to his likeness appearing on the $100 bill. Concerning America, Franklin would write, "Those who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety." 20,000 mourners attended Franklin's funeral in Philadelphia. And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
Make your dreams come true at Stereo and Video Center. Don't miss your favorite sports or your favorite shows and movies. Great entertainment and technology at home, your patio, your car, and your boat, you name it. It's just a click away at StereoVideoCenter.com, South Broadway, Tyler. The Stereo and Video Center professionals are ready to help you create a family room, man cave, or whatever you call that special place anywhere in East Texas. You and your family and friends can watch the big games and feel like you're right there. See your favorite movie or listen to the best music. Building a new home or looking to improve the one you currently live in, Stereo and Video Center puts home surveillance, networking, automation, smart lighting, and more just a touch away. And they offer motorized solar and bug screens for outdoor living spaces. Plus the best window tinting in East Texas for your car, truck, or SUV. It's all there at Stereo and Video Center, South Broadway, Tyler. For over 50 years, expect the best. Stereo and Video Center and StereoVideoCenter.com.
You won't believe your ears at the upcoming concert by Bucktiv. This 11-member vocal ensemble brings incredible harmonies to Disney and Broadway favorites. Sponsored by Rob and Raquel Carpenter. Don't miss Bucktiv, performing Disney and Broadway favorites Thursday, April 18th. Get your family's tickets now. CowanCenter.org.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 635, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees in Tyler. Time now for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. A former Paine Springs police officer pleads guilty to drug charges.
Jonathan Hutchinson was facing two charges, one for delivering a controlled substance, the other for possession, pleading guilty to both this week. The court said a charge for money laundering is still being considered. Hutchinson was arrested in March of last year, along with the former Paine Springs Chief of Police, April Meadows. At the time, Henderson County Sheriff Bodie Hillhouse said he had enough evidence to arrest both for dealing drugs. Meadows' trial is set for June.
Our news partner, KETK's Annabelle Tuggle, reporting a Houston man is arrested for impersonating a police officer after attempting to pull over the real thing.
John Arnold, a convicted felon driving a Hyundai Santa Fe, was arrested for impersonating a police officer after he attempted to pull over a real undercover deputy during a racing event in the Memorial area of Houston. He looked just like a regular officer by wearing a uniform shirt, bulletproof vest, body-worn camera, and a security badge and other police equipment. Arnold is charged with impersonating a police officer and being a felon in possession of body armor. His total bond was set at $15,000. The Harris County Sheriff's Office suspects there may be additional victims and urges anyone with information to come forward.
Steve Randall reporting. Johnson County prosecutors are honing in on the actions of accused killer Jerry Don Elder during his crime spree in April of 2021.
In the pre-dawn hours of April 14, 2021, Burleson Police Lieutenant Charles Garrett was having a meal listening to his car radio when the police radio blasted an officer had been shot.
You're going through so much shock because you're sitting there eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich 1 minute in complete silence, and the next second, someone's screaming on the radio that they've been shot. So it takes you a minute to, what did I just hear?
The officer was Joshua Lott. He had been shot while on a routine traffic stop. Lott survived his injuries. Police say he was wounded by Jerry Don Elders, who then fled and later carjacked and killed Robin Waddell. He was caught hours later and 100 miles away in Gainesville. Prosecutors want Elders put to death for capital murder.
LV Phillips reporting. The mail problems at a U.S. Postal Service distribution center are fixed, supposedly.
The United States Postal Service claims that problems at its Coppell distribution center have been fixed. Those problems have caused some Gainesville residents for months to receive mail sporadically or not at all. In fact, many people were not receiving their water bills consistently. In a written statement, a USPS spokesperson says that there are currently no issues with processing mail at the Coppell facility. Gainesville City Manager Barry Sullivan hopes that's true.
Because if it's like the rest of the U.S. Postal Service during the last quarter, they've done worse on deliveries than they have in their history since they've been keeping up with deliveries. So I hope they fix the problem in Coppell, and we'll just wait and see.
Melanie Brown with that report. I'm still waiting on an Old Navy package from like 2 years ago from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
I hope it's not on that ship in Baltimore.
Oh, no.
Too soon? Thanks, MK.
Anything can happen in 24 hours. Be back tomorrow morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, get the latest news, sports, weather, and more on your drive home with Jared Jones and Chuck McKinley. The Toll 49 Drive at 5 at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Weather's next, KTBB News Time, 6:39.
Gardening is more than a hobby. It's a lifestyle in East Texas. And Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company.
Vital Earth is a soils company. We also own a very prominent fertilizer company, Carl Poole Products, which we've been selling Carl Poole fertilizers for over 70 years. So we must be doing something right.
Company President Scott Hammer.
Carl Poole has a full line of water-soluble products, slow-release products, earth-safe organic products, just about anything you're involved in your gardening or in your landscape work. We have a fertilizer to take care of those situations. They're all professionally designed. They're used by professional growers. We pass that on to our retail products that are available at your best independent retail nurseries.
Including Plants of Texas, Highway 155 South in the Loop in Tyler. Learn more about Vital Earth products, Carl Poole, and Vitazyme at VitalEarth.com.
A very special event is coming up at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. The 18th annual Kyle Lake Foundation Memorial Golf Tournament is Monday, May 6th, honoring the memory of Tyler native Kyle Lake. Kyle was the pastor of Waco's University Baptist Church. He died in a tragic accident in 2005, but his Christ-centered life continues to impact many others. Kyle was the author of two books, Understanding God's Will and Understanding Prayer. The Kyle Lake Foundation supports many worthwhile projects, including the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team, Christian ministries, educational institutions, soccer camps, and defibrillators. The golf tournament is a four-person best ball scramble. It includes many great prizes, raffle items, and a silent auction. Space is limited, so call 903-561-5050, 903-561-5050, or go online at kylelake.org. The Kyle Lake Memorial Golf Tournament, Monday, May 6th at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Kyle Lake Foundation or the tournament, go to kylelake.org.
KTBB News Time, 6:41, time for a look at our weather forecast. And with that, here is KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday, with high temperatures climbing into the low to mid 80s out there. So another warm day in store for us, and also on the humid side once again. Winds out of the south at around 5 to 10 miles per hour, so a light breeze for us. For tonight, we will see mostly cloudy skies with temperatures dropping down to the lower 70s. We'll get winds out of the south overnight at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the day on Thursday, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening, a 30% chance of rain. An isolated strong to severe thunderstorm cannot be ruled out, though, with large hail and damaging wind gusts as the primary threats. We'll see those high temperatures climbing into the middle and upper 80s on our Thursday with a south wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour at times, so we'll get a bit more breezy for our day on Thursday, but overall it's a warm day. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And folks, it is currently 72 degrees over Tower Honda, 71 degrees over Jack of Diamonds Honda, and 71 at KTBB. The latest in sports news coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 6:43.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. TDI is once again an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The hottest of our Texas summers can be brutal, but a TDI train home will stay cool. Right now, TDI is offering a $99.95 spring tune-up special. They also repair fireplaces, install new ones on remodels, or sell gas logs. You can get no interest on approved equipment with a new train system and be ready for East Texas weather extremes before they come with a TDI all-seasonal energy agreement. A TDI train home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. And now is the time to let TDI Air Conditioning, your local independent train dealer, help you enjoy the comfort you deserve with a new zero-interest train high-efficiency heating and cooling system on approved equipment, plus the $99.95 spring tune-up special. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. TDI is an exclusive train dealer for residential and commercial, construction, and refrigeration. TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number A906C.
Delay, devalue, deny. Insurance Company 101. I'm Darren Grant of the Grant and Flannery Law Firm, and my staff and I have the answers for them. We stay on top of them to take action. We speak to our clients' doctors, to property damage experts and financial professionals, all to be able to show the adjusters what our clients have been through. And through years of examples, they know if they wrongfully deny a claim, at the courthouse, they'll have to deal with me. Call us. It won't cost you anything to see if we can help.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KTBB News Time, 6:45, 71 degrees. Let's take a look now at sports. NBA star Blake Griffin's career has come to an end.
Griffin announced his retirement from the NBA on Tuesday after 14 seasons. Drafted out of Oklahoma with the first overall pick of the 2009 NBA draft by the Clippers, Griffin's career got off to a rough start. Griffin broke the patella in his left knee during preseason before his rookie season and missed the entire year. The following season, Griffin won the Rookie of the Year award as he wowed fans with his high-flying dunks. Starting in 2011, Griffin was named to 5 consecutive All-Star teams as LA added point guard Chris Paul, creating the Lob City Clippers. For his career, Griffin averaged 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists per game.
That is Joe Morgan. Last night, the Lakers clinched the 7th seed in the playoffs with a 110-106 victory over New Orleans, despite a 40-point game by the Pelicans' Zion Williamson. And the Warriors are done after losing to the Kings, 118-94. The baseball world mourning a legend of the game.
8 years a Major League player, 18 years a big league manager, Whitey Herzog, who won the 1982 World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals, has died at age 90.
92. He played from 1956 to 63, became a scout, a coach, a director of player development with the Mets, with whom he won a World Series in 1969. 4 years later, he was manager of the Texas Rangers, then the California Angels, and the Kansas City Royals, who Herzog led to the team's first three division titles. Took over the Cardinals in 1980, and 2 years later was a World Series champ, led St. Louis to three National League pennants. He was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010, his number 24 jersey retired by the Cardinals, whose home opener he attended less than 2 weeks ago. Whitey Herzog, dead at age 92.
Jared Max with that story. In yesterday's Major League action, the Rangers and Tigers battled in Detroit. Texas pitcher John Gray struck out seven over six innings, allowing a pair of runs. In the eighth, the Tigers broke a two-run tie.
Right side. That's a hit. Back-to-back right-handers give the Tigers a 3-2 lead. Urshela pounces on the first pitch.
In another game devoid of home runs, the Tigers went on to the 4-2 win, evening the series at a game apiece. Texas will throw Dane Dunning today. The Astros surrendered another four-run ninth inning to the Braves yesterday, but tried in the bottom of that frame to get back in.
Tucker to right field. Astros are on the board. Tuck's fifth of the year. It's now 6-1.
Well, King Tuck breaking the seal against Aaron Bummer.
The rally fell short, though. Houston dropping this one 6-2. NHL hockey set new attendance records this year. The Stars close their regular season tonight, hosting the Blues. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 6:48.
Well, you know, they're indicting people for anything these days. But one thing they'll never indict me for is having a terrible kitchen. Don't get indicted for having a terrible kitchen. I've got the greatest kitchen because DeVille Kitchens, I've known them for a long time, fantastic people. They made my kitchen great again, and they're here to make your kitchen great again as well. Ask yourself if a jury of your peers would convict you for having a horrible kitchen. They probably would if DeVille Kitchens didn't do the work for you, but they'll do such a fantastic job. And if you go to their Facebook, you'll see mugshots, I call them mugshots, of some of the greatest kitchens in the history of the world. It's all over their Facebook, DeVille Kitchens, the beautiful kitchens that they've created, you know, beautiful mugshots on there. They're located on Loop 281 in Longview, Texas. DeVille Kitchens. They will make your kitchen great again, believe me.
A great wealth transfer is passing from baby boomers to their children and grandchildren. Beneficiaries may need help in handling an inheritance. We guide clients to understand how we can help during transitions and major events. When it comes to your money and retirement, experience matters. Texas Financial and Retirement can help you decide your legacy. I am James Holloway, Sr., owner of Texas Financial and Retirement, a local, full-service, independent advisor working with Texas families for three generations. We have offices in Tyler and Longview and serve all of East Texas. Contact our offices to schedule your complimentary consultation. TexasFinancialAndRetirement.com.
Texas Financial and Retirement offers insurance service, investment advisory products, and service made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. Neither the firm nor its agents or representatives may give tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a qualified professional for guidance before making any purchasing decisions. From the Hall Buick GMC, Hall has an all studio. Your Money Now is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business. 71 degrees, KTBB News Time, 6:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A second Boeing whistleblower has urged the plane maker to ground all 787 Dreamliner jets worldwide, warning they are at risk of premature failure. Engineer Sam Salapour, who has worked at Boeing for more than a decade, is set to testify on Capitol Hill later today. Salapour has already claimed he faced retaliation, including threats and exclusion from meetings, after raising concerns over the 787 fleet. United Health has revealed the cyber attack on its subsidiary, Change Healthcare, will cost them $872 million in unfavorable cyber attack effects, including disruption impacts. This amount excludes any amount United Health may have paid to hackers in ransom. The cyber attack shut down operations at hospitals and pharmacies for more than a week back in February. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 63. The Nasdaq lost 19. That's your Money Now.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hi folks, I'm Bill with Pascal Health Insurance. My plans are good for any doctor or hospital, small copay for an office visit, no referral for a specialist, and here's the best part, no deductibles and the premiums are affordable. Now isn't that nice? For details, visit us online at AmericanHealthPro.com or just call 903-920-6822. Pascal Health Insurance, common sense, common ground, common courtesy. That's how we roll.
There's trouble everywhere.
It's never been like this.
Ever.
So thanks for taking us along on the ride. But take us home, too.
There's a lot of meat on this bone.
Don't fall out of the loop when you're in Off the Loop. Listen to KTBB on Alexa. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
You only have to tell me once.
This is really, really important.
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by Choice Hospice. Your choice for hospice care in East Texas.
KTBB News Time, 6:53, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview.
President Biden receiving backlash from lawmakers for failing to halt oil exports from Iran.
The Biden administration has so far waived sanctions against Iran totaling $16 billion, while State Department officials here have been insisting that money is only going to be used by the regime for what they are calling humanitarian purposes. Administration officials, at least here today, are on defense, though, in the wake of Iran's assault on Israel. 6 months ago, the White House allowed UN sanctions on Iran's drones and ballistic missiles to expire. And last month, they extended a sanctions waiver for Iran, unlocking $10 billion in frozen funds. At the time, state deferred blame, telling Fox the Trump administration actually initiated these waivers.
Jillian Turner reporting, House Speaker Mike Johnson facing threats of removal.
House Speaker Mike Johnson defiant amid a new call for him to step down. Congressman Thomas Massie announcing he's co-sponsoring Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. The pair demanding Johnson announce his intent to resign so the conference can pick a new speaker without plunging the House into the same chaos surrounding Kevin McCarthy's ousting. The fight comes amid Johnson's plan to put foreign aid on the floor, offering separate bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and a fourth with conservative policies like a lend-lease deal for military aid for Ukraine and a TikTok ban as a sweetener. An attempt to give members protection from tough votes.
Aisha Hasney reporting, the judge and attorneys in former President Trump's hush money trial are seating jury members as quickly as possible.
Seven jurors are picked and sworn. With no court today, the process is on hold. On Tuesday, the former president was called out by the judge for speaking during selection. He's already been admonished for social media posts, of which Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox News.
He is respectful, but there has to be boundaries and we should appeal it. It's currently on appeal.
Judge Juan Merchant says he hopes opening statements can be on Monday. The former president was critical post-court.
Highly conflicted judge. He shouldn't be on the case and he's rushing this trial.
Court will resume on Thursday.
Grinnell Scott reporting, the Supreme Court expressing concern over a law prosecutors are using against those charged in the January 6th riots.
The issue here is whether a federal law passed a couple of decades ago to address corporate fraud and document destruction can be properly applied to those allegedly engaged in, quote, assaultive conduct like taking part in a riot, like January 6th. Several justices expressed very deep concern that the obstruction statute sweeps simply too broadly into areas like peaceful but disruptive conduct. There are questions that persist about whether violence changes the reach of the statute.
Kevin Cork reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 6:56.
Texas Document Solutions.
Granite Division has had sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions for over 5 years. Why? Listen to owner David McCall.
The technology's been very reliable, and if there's any maintenance issues, they're always out here immediately, get it fixed.
Plus, with Texas Document Solutions, you have a program that simplifies your document imaging costs.
Yeah, and they've got a fixed rate every month, so I know what I'm going to pay.
One low monthly invoice that includes your sharp copier printers, supplies, and service, saving your business money.
I found it to be a very good value for us.
Texas Document Solutions. Better document imaging technology, better service, more value.
The copier's been one of the least problematic issues that I've had with this business.
Texas Document Solutions. No hassles, no problems. Call 903-509-9900. 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
If you have gold or silver to sell, Tyler Gold and Bullion is ready to buy.
We buy a lot of scrap gold and unwanted gold that people just have laying around.
Tyler Gold and Bullion co-owner Scott Womack.
Spend 10 or 15 minutes and look in your jewelry box. A lot of that old gold jewelry or mismatched or broken stuff or out of style stuff. You'd be surprised at how quickly it adds up. And, you know, if you could fill up the palm of your hand with a little bit of old gold jewelry, it can add up to thousands of dollars.
Whether you're buying or selling, the very essence of a good transaction is good faith and fair dealing.
If you come in with stuff, we don't judge you based on any factors. You know, you walk in the door, if you look like you're desperate and need money, we don't offer you less, right? We offer the same to everybody. And that way we can sleep good at night, right? We don't have to worry about it.
Tyler Golden Bullion is on South Broadway across from Rose Hill Cemetery. They're online at tylergoldenbullion.com. Transparent, fair, locally owned. That's Tyler Golden Bullion, tylergoldenbullion.com.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way. With Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
KTBB News Time, 6:59, and a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. We hope your morning is off to a rousing start. Melissa, what's ahead in news?
The identity of a Smith County cold case victim has been released, and one Texas senator wants to defund NPR. How about sports?
Well, the hockey regular season wrapping up, and another game without the long ball in the major leagues. How about the weather, Andrew?
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Wednesday with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK. Meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thank you, sir. Folks, a warm morning, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees right now in Tyler. Andrew's complete forecast on the way to you just after the top of the hour. The Bill O'Reilly Morning Update is coming. We'll also have the other side of the news, trivia, and a whole lot more local news in a couple of minutes. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.